Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are the Kansas Jayhawks losing their mystique? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we're glad you're here on the show as always. If you are new, make sure you're subscribed. We appreciate you doing that. And as always, if you're on the podcast, leave that 5-star rating and review. So let me just preface this by saying I believe Kansas can always be an elite program in college basketball. They entered a game against Iowa State on Wednesday night as a top 10 team in the country. But the shine appears to, at least for this moment in time, worn off a bit for the Jayhawks, and that's undeniable. You saw them get blown out in Hilton Coliseum. Now, I know the final score was an 18-point spread, but it wasn't an 18-point game. Iowa State pulled away late and really put the cherry on top of that win over the Jayhawks on Wednesday night, 75-57. But KU used to go to Hilton and win. And Iowa State fans will be kicking themselves left and right. How did we lose this game? How does this happen? We can't beat KU. And now Iowa State has the upper hand. Iowa State is the confident team going into some of these games. And that's what I noticed on Wednesday night. The Big 12 is changing. Kansas has come back to the pack. It doesn't mean they can't get to a Final Four. It doesn't mean they can't win the Big 12, although they're once again behind the eight ball this year at 3-2 with a couple of 5-0 teams right now. So it is already early in the season looking like a very difficult spot for KU to try to come back and win the Big 12 regular season title, especially when Iowa State now has that tiebreaker over them. But what you're seeing is the same thing we talk about in college football. You are seeing a transfer portal NIL era change some of the ways the game is played and change the blue blood status in the case of some programs. Not all programs, but KU now is going to have a more difficult time competing for kids. Because guess what? Other schools can open up the pocketbooks. Coleman Hawkins can go to K-State and make a couple million dollars. Now, it's not working out for K-State. I'm not using that as a perfect example, obviously, but you get the point. Anybody can open up the pocketbook. The loyalty to the front of the jersey is diminishing by the day. And as much as Allen Fieldhouse is a historic venue, and I genuinely believe that it is, I've been fortunate enough to watch a handful of games at Allen Fieldhouse, and it is absolutely fantastic. But I'll tell you right now, you look at it and you say to yourself, well, I don't know. I mean, is a player going to make a decision because he wants to be at Allen Fieldhouse? Now, if he's a Kansas kid, sure, right? Like, you know, you look at Zeke Mayo, a guy who just wants to play in one of the great venues in college basketball and all the sports, in my opinion, that also happens to be in his home state and in Zeke Mayo's case, his hometown. Sure. I mean, that's awesome. There are going to be guys like that. Christian Brown, another guy. He's from Kansas. I mean, he's going to have the upper hand going to a place like KU. But there are a lot of guys that are going to say, where can I get the bag? where can I get paid? And yes, I want to win national championships and winning is nice, but how much is winning really worth? How much is going to a place like KU ultimately worth to me? And yes, I'll get more exposure. And yes, I'll be in a position where I can, you know, possibly play in a Final Four. But also, that stuff is now overblown. Every game's on TV. And on the flip side, KU's got games on ESPN Plus that I've been kind of scratching my head about. Like, wait, that game's on ESPN Plus? What's that all about? Like, there have been moments like that as well that have surprised me. So the days of like, now these days have been gone for a while. The days of, I want to go to Kansas, and the reason I want to go to Kansas in part is because I get the most exposure. I get to be on TV, the scouts will see me, and that'll be good for me potentially getting to the NBA. You just don't have to do it anymore. And that's in part why I believe you're seeing some of these teams come back to the pack, and Kansas is one of them in basketball. Here's a great tidbit for you, a great stat for you that I saw on Wednesday night after KU lost. It came from a guy named Derek Johnson. He is the play-by-play guy at Baker Athletics in Kansas, and he does some local radio in Lawrence as well. Kansas has lost 41 games in the Bill Self era by 13 points or more. That's about 2 per season for Bill Self, where he's just had bad losses by 13 points or more. 12 of those losses have come in the last 2.5 years. They have been blown out more consistently over the last 2-plus seasons than they have in Bill Self's first 18. That's not just like a bad week. That's not just a bad run. That is a changing of the guard. And it's not that Kansas can't win the Big 12 or won't be at the top of the Big 12 for the foreseeable future under Bill Self for at least as long as he's there. But teams are catching up. Iowa State has caught up. Houston, new to the league last year, is there. They've caught up. Arizona, we weren't sure about them, but they're off to a great start. They're 5-0. I mean, they were always going to be right up there. They had a weird non-conference, but I don't know if they've caught up, but they're there, right? Texas Tech, it can be in that conversation. Baylor's there, even though they're 3-2 to start conference play this year. I mean, those teams are right there. They're in the conversation. So they have closed the gap. And when you look at the Big 12 over the last few years, you're seeing it play out that way. Last year, KU went 10-8 in the Big 12. Houston went 15-3, right? Go back 2 years ago. KU wins the Big 12 over Texas only by, I want to say, a game. You go back 3 years ago. Kansas and Baylor tied at the top, 14-4. They shared the regular season title. You go back 2020-2021. Baylor beats Kansas for the Big 12 title in the regular season. You got to go back to 2019-2020 when I think KU would have played for a national championship. They were 28-3. They were 17-1 in the Big 12 that year. They were the number one team in the country going into March. That was the last time you can say, even though, yes, they've won a national championship since then, but you look at that stretch in particular, that was the stretch where KU was just totally on top. They just had an incredible run there. But now it's like, yes, can KU win the Big 12? Absolutely. No doubt about it. They can. But are they guaranteed it? Do you know they're going to be right there at the top at the very end? I don't think you can say that with confidence anymore. And this team in particular has been flawed. Bill Self's been trying to find that lineup that works. He's made some tweaks the last couple of weeks. You think that those have worked out pretty well, but then you watch Wednesday night and you say, okay, is it really working out well? And Hunter Dickinson looks like a guy who's regressed to me. I mean, he doesn't want to get down and dirty. He won't dive for balls. He doesn't box out. Like, what am I getting? At 7'1", what am I getting with this guy? It's a fair question to ask. But times are changing in college basketball, and that's the bigger part of this conversation. And you wonder if this team has a superstar. That's what I wonder when I watch it. So I don't know whether or not this team is built for that deep run. Now, Self may find the lineup that just works out well for him, but, you know, Hunter Dickinson was supposed to be locked for an All-American. Fifth-year senior, second year at Kansas. He just has not lived up to the expectations. Last year, you thought this guy could get 20 and 10 in his sleep. Now it seems rare for him. He just hasn't been nearly as dominant. And he's not Joel Embiid. He's not Thomas Robinson. He's just not of that ilk of the many top-tier big men that KU has had over the years. So, and Dewan Harris is not Frank Mason. Doesn't look like Devon Dotson or Devontae Graham. He's a fine point guard, but he's just not that All-American caliber that has led KU to so much success over the years, especially under Bill Self the last couple of decades. So now you look at the rest of the Big 12, and that's where you see teams who are ready to pounce. And that's what I'm seeing with three teams in particular. And you know the three teams that I'm talking about if you're a Big 12 basketball fan. It's Houston, it's Iowa State, and it's Arizona. These are teams who are blowing out. I mean, they are blowing out their opponents so far this season. It has been unbelievable to watch these teams play in the early Big 12 conference schedule, and it's not like they're doing it because they were expected to do it. Now, they were before the season, but then they each had their own troubles in the non-conference schedule. And you thought to yourself, well, maybe Arizona's not what we thought they were going to be. Well, apparently they were just saving it for conference play because Arizona looks tremendous. Houston's looking even better. I mean, Houston played a 15-point game against West Virginia the other night, and that was like the closest they played a conference game so far this year. And West Virginia was trying to make a run in that game, but they just couldn't. They didn't find that gear in the second half where they needed to make a run. They played them pretty well in the second half, but they had to make a big run, especially in the final 10 minutes, and it just never came, and then Houston pulled away late. But Houston is balanced. I mean, they're tough. They beat you on the boards. They do all those things. They force more turnovers. I mean, they do all those things that Houston teams have done in recent years under Kelvin Sampson. That's what you've come to expect with these Kelvin Sampson Houston teams. And they've got a nice offensive mojo as well to boot. And that is making up for what I think is going to be one of the toughest outs in the Big 12 and ultimately the entire country. It is coming together very nicely. And Arizona, same thing. Arizona's went over Baylor on, I guess that was Tuesday night. It was late. I don't love these 10 p.m. start times on Tuesday nights. You're killing me here, but I get it. ESPN wants them, you know, to fill that late night TV slot. But man, it is tough for those of us not out west. But you look at that game in particular, and Baylor is another team that I think is a steady, solid top 25 team. Arizona's going to be ranked next week, no doubt in my mind. They're 5-0 in the Big 12. I mean, what more do you want to see right now from this team? There's nothing more you should want to see from this team than what you're seeing. I mean, that's how good it's been. And even when Caleb Love doesn't have a great game, they're getting balanced scoring attacks around that team, and they're pretty deep as well. They're going a solid 8-9 deep, really probably an 8-deep team in Arizona. But you got to like that if you're a Wildcats fan because you watch them in non-conference play and you saw, you know, some of the early season losses. And they were early season losses that at points didn't even feel competitive. Duke game, Wisconsin game. You're like, wait, hold on. We're a preseason top 10 team. What the heck's going on here?
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
But now they've won 7 straight going into the weekend, and you've got to have a ton of confidence in Arizona if you're a Wildcats fan. And last but certainly not least, we talked about them earlier, is Iowa State. All right, Curtis Jones got the start on Wednesday night, and he dropped 20 in the first half. He had 25 for the game in the win over KU, but it really was at the end of the first half when, you know, you had yourself a pretty close game in the first half, and Curtis Jones hits back-to-back three-pointers to stretch it from like a 4-point game to a 10-point game at halftime. And those three-pointers back-to-back in the final minute or so of the first half were enormous for Iowa State. I mean, that really gave them the confidence into that second half, and I thought was really what gave Iowa State that win. So he had a quieter second half, Curtis Jones, but he got the start, and he showed up in a big way, and that'll be one of those games that for him could end up defining his season because he needed that, the team needed that, and it is one of those things that, you know, especially now that they're down a man, that they are going to have a guy like Curtis Jones step up for the next few weeks if they want to stay undefeated in the Big 12 and try to make that deep run going forward. So now you look to what's coming up for this team on Saturday, or these programs on Saturday, with where the standings are at. And we also, I believe we have a Sunday game this week. Yes, we do. We got TCU-Baylor on Sunday at 4 o'clock on ESPN. Kind of random, but you've seen that the last couple of weeks. KU played UCF, what, two Sundays ago, I think it was? So this week, here's what you've got. You've got Houston at UCF on Saturday. You've got K-State KU at noon. So that one right there, Houston-UCF could be sneaky in Orlando, but Houston's been on such a roll, I'm not going to really say it's going to be a game right now. I can't predict it. Or I'm not going to predict it as a close game. You've got the Sunflower Showdown on CBS, noon. And if you're a KU Chiefs fan or a K-State Chiefs fan, good news is, of course, the Chiefs are on at 3:30. So you're not going to be interrupting the Chiefs game to watch K-State at KU. But both those teams, in very different ways, really need the win. If K-State gets blown out by a KU team that doesn't look like it's been as good as it has been, you know and I know K-State fans are going to get even more fed up with this season. And if KU loses to a K-State team that is down in the dumps, it's going to get loud in Lawrence. Like, nothing's going to happen. It's just going to get loud in a bad way. Arizona State's at Cincinnati, 2-1-4 teams that look like they're going nowhere fast. They each had pretty good starts to the year, but they have both disappointed big time in Big 12 play. So the loser of that game, I think you can put a nail in the coffin for the season. Arizona at Texas Tech, sneaky good game. No one's ranked. It's ESPN 2, 1 p.m. Central start. But both of these teams are saying, well, Arizona's certainly saying we're in the mix. Texas Tech almost upset Iowa State last week. They bounce back with the win at K-State. And they've got to be saying, can we get that big upset once again? We are at home again. Their schedule has been pretty favorable with their toughest games at home so far. They play Arizona on the road later this season. They get them at home on Saturday. You want to get a big upset win? You want to put yourself back into the conversation where you want to be atop the Big 12? Saturday would be a heck of a way to do it, but Arizona has been so good in these games so far. Colorado at Oklahoma State, hate to say it, meaningless game. Tickets are $3, I see, on the secondary market. And then you've got Iowa State at West Virginia. Sneaky, tough game for Iowa State. We know they're shorthanded. You get a huge feel-good win over KU at home. Now you go on the road to Morgantown. Tough place to play. Sneaky, good West Virginia team this year. That has trap written all over it for Iowa State, coming off of the emotional win against Kansas. So watch it. It's a good game. You can't just say, oh, it's the number two team in the country against an unranked opponent. You just can't do that. And then you've got the Holy War. And I know those of us in Big 12 country are new to this whole Holy War thing. You are. I am. I get it. We're all in the same boat. But for those of us who are new to the Holy War, if football is any indication of what's to come, ESPN Plus on Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, is going to be the place to be. That is going to be tremendous. So that's one of those things that you have to look at if you're a Big 12 fan. Don't just say, oh, it's BYU-Utah basketball, who cares? I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to the Chiefs game Saturday against the Texans, so I'll be home in time to plop myself on the couch and watch that BYU-Utah Holy War in hoops and see what it's all about. And I hope that Utah fans show up pretty well. That could be a good scene. I don't know what to expect. I literally have no idea what to expect. If you're a BYU-Utah fan listening, let us know in the comments or let us know on our free message boards at heartlandcollegesports.com. I'll be curious to get your guys' input on what we should expect in the basketball Holy War versus the football Holy War. But either way, it's going to be a lot of fun as you start to see the separation around the Big 12 conference. And that's what's happening right now. You're seeing separation quickly atop the standings. But if those group of 3-2 teams, the Baylors, Texas Techs, UCFs, Kansases, and West Virginias, want to be in the mix, picking off one of these teams that's undefeated at some point is going to be key. And there's two matchups like that this weekend. There's 5-0 Houston against 3-2 UCF. And then you have 5-0 Arizona against 3-2 Texas Tech. And there's a third one, excuse me, Iowa State 5-0 against 3-2 West Virginia. So there's a chance that these standings could really tighten up with the 5-0 teams each playing a 3-2 team in Big 12 play, which is going to make this very interesting going into Saturday. And then you've got Baylor TCU on Sunday. So let me know, by the way, if you want me to, you know, we don't get the lines on the basketball games usually till late the night before. I don't know if they'll do full videos and podcasts on this, but if you want me to drop some picks like on Instagram or something, I can do some picks on Saturday morning on Instagram, either on, you know, a reel, or I could put it up on the Instagram stories. Just find us at Heartland College Sports. Let me know if you'd want that. But, you know, we don't get the lines until the day before, night before, usually in college basketball. So I can't do them now. But I do want to get your feedback on that. So let me know in the comments. And we so appreciate you guys being here on Heartland College Sports. Thank you. Subscribe. Make sure you're a part of it. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. The website is heartlandcollegesports.com. Have a great rest of your day. We are going to be back very soon. That's why you've got to be subscribed at heartlandcollegesports.com. See you later.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.